Nope, it's past your curfew. You cannot be outside here by yourself. Where's your cabin? I don't want to hear any excuse. Oh, you're one of the leaders? Shit, I am so sorry. No, it's because we work with so many kids, I forget who we're staffed with. Which cabin are you from exactly? Cabin 9? I'm from cabin 5. I'm Leader Isabel. But everybody calls me Belle. Yes, yes, like the princess. You're so clever. Well, what are you doing out so late? Can't sleep? Nah, don't worry. I come out here because every time I bring out my guitar, the kids start swarming around me and I can't focus. No, 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 no. You can stay. One pair of eyes isn't gonna hurt me. No, don't back away now. Come on. Come sit next to me. I don't bite. Well, not yet. No, I'm just joking. Come here, I promise I'm not gonna hurt. Come on, you're a camp leader. You cannot be shy. There you go. See? I don't bite. Okay, I'll stop playing around. How are you liking the camp so far? That's good. Usually kids get annoying. Let me guess, you became a camp leader because you needed community service for God knows what. Oh. Just because you wanted to? That's surprising. You like kids? Yeah, you kind of look like the type to like kids. It's not a bad thing. Honestly, it's kind of endearing. Do I like kids? God, it's a 50-50. I like babies, but once they become toddlers, they're like a complete nightmare. I do have some sweet kids in my cabin. There's this girl named Sarah. Every time we leave lunch, she gives me like a little flower ring. I keep them on my desk every night. She's probably my favorite kid so far. She's so cute. Do you have any kids in your cabin that are your favorite? I know the dean said no favoritism, but come on. There's gotta be some that you like more than others. The kid who ate shit at the river? Are you serious? Aw, you guys read comic books together? That's so cute. I guess I could see why, but I'm sorry, but I laughed at that kid when he ate shit. I am not mean. If you saw a kid fall in front of you, you would laugh. It's like spilled ice cream on the concrete. I'm not a dick. I just found it funny. You're making me look like a dick. Okay. Okay. Whatever you say. Little goody two-shoes. Fine. I'll apologize to him in the morning that I laugh at him falling, even though it was funny. Okay. Okay. I'll stop before the halo above your head falls over. Did I do dumb shit when I was a kid? God, I can't even remember. There was this one time at a birthday party, I ran myself into the wall and hit my head. It was so bad that I needed a band-aid right in the center of my forehead. Come here. No, come here, come closer. Okay. You see that? Right there? That was the scar that left. Yeah, it's tiny, but just come closer. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, did I get you plastered? Sorry. Am I flirting with you right now? Wow, you're so cocky. No. Sorry, I don't do that with people with girlfriends. You don't have a girlfriend? Well, that's surprising. No, I just... From a stranger's perspective, you do look attractive. What is that weird to say? Okay, don't make it weird. If I say you're attractive and you say I'm attractive, then... You know what? Thank you. I'll accept that as a compliment. But I'd rather not be the two lover birds in the middle of the forest by themselves and fall into the terrible horror trope of dying by themselves. Well, this is a kind of a horror plot. I mean, come on. We're at a summer camp. And we're by ourselves at a campfire. And you're sitting right next to me, looking at me like that. And Michael Myers could literally pop between those two trees and end us right here, right now. What? I'm just saying. Oh, are you getting scared? Are you scared? Oh, don't worry, I can walk you back to your cabin. I can see you blushing. Oh, looks really nice with the campfire. Oh, don't go covering your face now. Can I please see? Can I see your face? You have to stop looking at me like that. I don't know. Look at me normally. Oh, don't turn this around me. I am not getting nervous. Look at your face. If you saw what I was looking at. You're bullying me now. That's not fair. Why? Just because I said you look like a peach? Well, I do like peaches. And you look really cute right now. Anyways, my guitar. Almost forgot I was supposed to be playing tonight. So, if you'd excuse me. What? I didn't say anything earlier. You know what? Just enjoy your personal concert, okay? You're smiling. Stop. Okay. Look away. You're gonna make me nervous. So, did you like it? I mean, you're kind of staring at me weirdly. It's making me nervous. Why are you so close to me? Can you kiss me? I mean, we're kind of already there, so. Yeah, you can. It's okay. You can put your hand on me. Okay, that's enough before we get carried away. Maybe we should go to bed now. It's kind of getting late. Like, actually. And I need to put my guitar away. But it was nice playing for you and kissing you. But I'll see you in the morning. And I'll remember my promise, so you don't need to worry about that. Yeah, I'll see you later.